The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So our thinking, whether in words or in images, is a hugely impactful part of our life. And we can have good thoughts, useful thoughts. We can have inappropriate thoughts, unhelpful thoughts, wrong thoughts. We can perceive things wrong and how we understand things. But in some ways, in terms of practice, more important than the kind of thoughts you have is how we hold thoughts, how we relate to them. And in a big way, the ways we're attached or cling, the way we resist things, the way that we are pushed around by things, troubled by things, have a lot to do with how we hold our thoughts and ideas we have of what's going on, ideas of who we are, what's... And if we can learn to hold the world of thinking very lightly, then we can have it's easier to have the experience of being porous as opposed to having a wall or having something solid that the world hits when it encounters us. Someone says something, someone does something, and it kind of hits us. And if we're holding tight to some idea, holding tight to some concept, some story, some opinion, some world of thinking, then that tightness, that holding, is often the thing that the experience in the world encounters and strikes. And sometimes it meets with hard resistance, and sometimes we get knocked over. Sometimes if the holding is kind of tenuous, we can kind of feel vulnerable because we're kind of holding, we're kind of not, we're kind of open, we're kind of not, and it kind of like we're not quite, you know, ready to completely let go, but we're not quite holding on either, and so it feels kind of tenuous. But it's nice to consider that an option of how to be is to hold thoughts so lightly that you're porous, that someone says something, it's almost as if it goes right through you. It doesn't stick anywhere. It doesn't hit anything. It doesn't get stopped by anything. Or in the kind of common expression of a hook, there's no hooks inside or no buttons inside us that get pushed. No buttons get pushed, no hooks that grab onto things. And so the idea of being just porous and letting things just come, move through and move out, they can still have an impact. They can still be emotionally moved by things. But it isn't that where you're completely neutral. But even the emotional responses are also just moved through freely, openly. And we don't hold on to them. And I don't think we so much hold on to emotional responses and the pain we might feel or the joy we might feel. But I think there's something, often it's really we're holding on to the idea, the thoughts, the concepts, the stories, the interpretations, the meaning that we assign to the feelings that we have. And so it points back to how important it is, how useful it is to look at how you're holding your thoughts. Are you riding them really close? Are you giving them a lot of authority? Do you believe your thoughts are who you really are? Do you believe every thought should be believed? Do you, are you judging your thoughts a lot? This is a good thought, this is a bad thought. You know, how do you relate to the thoughts? And can you loosen the grip of thoughts, the grip in the mind around thinking? And thoughts can be as kind of float, they can arise, they can come and go. They can be good thoughts, they can be bad thoughts. But if we hold them lightly, then it's easier to kind of just be much more relaxed about what happens around us, with us, kind of let it be porous, move through us. Some of the things that can set up the hooks or the buttons are things like expectations, shoulds. We can be attached to how things should be. We can be attached to how we want them to be. We can be attached to how they shouldn't, how we don't want them to be. And it's reasonable to have wants. It's reasonable to have, you know, the things we don't want. But it depends how we hold them. And if we hold them really lightly, then if things don't end up as we want, if things end up the way we don't want them to be, what's it like to be porous to it? Just to let it be and not have it stick anywhere, not affect anything, not impact anything. And I think it's quite interesting to have the experience, the contrasting experience of having something impact you and you feel that you resist it or you grab onto it or you pick it up in some way, versus having similar, the same kind of thing happen and it has no impact at all. You feel it just kind of washes through like a wave or you're porous to it. And you realize you don't have to. It's not required for us to pick something up. It's not required to tighten up. It's not required to react to something. It can just kind of make it move through. And then in that kind of space of being porous or non-reactive to it, chances are that you'll be able to consider or determine or understand more wisely what needs to be your response, what is a good way of responding, rather than but when you have the buttons pushed, when you have reactions going on, then we tend not to think as clearly or fully or appropriately either. We don't understand the fuller picture. So I would encourage you, it's very interesting to look for some opportunity in your daily life where usually it's good to choose a situation that's not comfortable, something which wasn't very nice, but not something too monumental. Too big, but to experiment what it'd be like to be porous in that situation. You pull into the gas station and some person pushes their car in front of yours and you were next in line. Or someone is honking their horn as you're filling up. How could you be upset that you're filling up your car so slowly? And they're impatient. It's not a big deal. You're never going to think about that in a week. You're not going to think about that person again. But then experiment. See what it's like. Can you kind of shift yourself in some way and feel, what is it like to be porous in that situation? What's it like to be equanimous or open and just kind of let it flow and move through you? What does it feel like to have something uncomfortable? So it's really interesting to look for opportunities to do this. And begin stretching, in small things. And then someday, there might be a big thing. Some people have big things to be equanimous about during the holidays. It's very common for one way or the other for that to stir up things for people. And so that might be too big to experiment with, but maybe at the gas station, that's a good place to begin developing that capacity to be transparent or to be porous. Anyway, so that's what's on my mind.